Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, if you're looking for a career path and don't like stress, we'll have a look at the least stressful jobs in 2017 and how one man is using his creativity to start a nonprofit to help cancer patients. We're sponsored today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Got a young adult in the house looking for a career path? CareerCast.com is out with its list of the least stressful jobs for 2017. Here's online content editor Kyle Kensing. Kyle, explain the research first.
Yeah, so with least stressful, I mean, I think it's important to note that any job is going to face stresses. But when you look at the full 200 that we research for our jobs rated report, and with stress in particular, we always try to look at 11 criteria. Those are how much are you traveling? What's the growth potential, both in your career and your income? What are the physical demands, environmental conditions, potential hazards you might see, meeting the public, competition within the field or for positions in the field? The risk of yourself or another suffering death or grievous injury, deadlines, and then working in the public eye. So looking at those 11 factors, while any of these jobs is going to have stress, they're not going to have stress at the same degree as the other jobs that we track for our jobs rated report.
All right, so what made the list? Give us a couple here.
So number one is diagnostic medical sonographer, and that's a very important job. You know, obviously, if you have a pregnant wife or pregnant yourself or yourself or a muscle tear, a sonographer is very important. But that's a job where you're working in a safe environment. It's an office environment, and it's got great growth potential and income potential. And you're not necessarily in any sort of physical harm, and the deadlines are a little bit different than something like a newspaper reporter. Mm. So that's the number one job for this year. And actually, that's kind of a bit of a trend where you do see a lot of jobs that are either in healthcare or you're working in an office environment, IT, those sort of things. Those are pretty predominant here on our top 10.
Wow. All right. What else is on the list?
Well, going back to healthcare, you've got a medical laboratory technician. So somebody who's working in a lab, you've got great growth outlook, high potential for your pay. And again, you're working in that safer kind of lab environment. And then a pharmacy technician in the same vein. And then a medical records tech, which is a pretty high growth field. And that's an interesting one that makes a lot of our best jobs list because it's one that's got great potential as far as getting started in the field and is going to be really in demand, especially as healthcare practitioners move more and more towards online, or not online, but cloud-based file storage.
We're speaking with Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast.com. They've got some new research out identifying the least stressful jobs of 2017. All right, looks like a lot of people lining up to be a tenured university professor, number five on the list of least stressful. 13% growth outlook and a pretty good salary at $72,000.
Yeah, with university professor, you know, that's one that sometimes gets a little bit of pushback when it makes this least stressful list, in part because getting those tenure track jobs can be very competitive. And with our growth outlook, we're focused on all university professorships, so that would include adjunct and people just getting started, you know, on that tenure track. But once you are on that tenure track, you know, it's a great position to have. You're having a lot of really positive impact, and you're in that safe environment of, you know, a university campus with students who want to be there and want to get started on their careers.
Kyle Kensing from CareerCast.com. Coming up next, turning creativity into a nonprofit. We're sponsored by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, here's a guy who's good at creating slogans, turning his clever phrases into a nonprofit. His name is Dan Dickinson, and he's a cancer survivor, so he's aware that support and having a positive attitude are key ingredients to beating it. USA Today says Mr. Dickinson has raised over $2,000 for cancer-fighting shirts for hope. The T-shirts have funny messages designed to inspire, like cancer's worst nightmare or too sexy for cancer. The idea came to him when he was in the midst of his own chemotherapy treatment. He was attending a cardio class to decrease the side effects of chemo. He was doing so well that the instructor suggested he make a shirt saying he was cancer's worst nightmare. Mr. Dickinson took it a step further by making the letters look like a 1950s monster horror movie. Armed with the t-shirts, he and his team of volunteers, many of them also survivors, spend time at local cancer treatment hospitals, visiting patients, handing out shirts, offering advice and laughter. Mr. Dickinson says the goal is to spend time with each fighter, to listen, to encourage, to inspire, to give hope. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.